For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
There it is.
That was a good one.
Welcome in to Old School. We got Jay Foreman, Kevin Meyer of Meyer's Cork and Bottle here with us today. Another one right there. If you guys want to join in on the show, 402-464-5685. Put a face to the voice, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and as always, channel 961 on Allo. Kevin Meyer, how's it going on this Thursday, and what do you got in store for us today?
It's going just fine. It's a beautiful day out there, and I thought that I would bring a couple of things in that we don't normally do, just to kind of switch it up a little bit. We've been doing pretty easy stuff. We've been a couple of weeks of like lemon radlers and things of that nature. We're going to do a Chardonnay out of Washington State, of all things, and then a new pale ale from White Elm right here in good old Lincoln, Nebraska. So I think I'm going to kick around the Chardonnay first. And if I can pass and talk at the same time. But so this is out of the Columbia Valley. It's called Le Col 41. Le Col is French word for school, because there's an old schoolhouse on their property. And they are one of Washington State's best wineries. And this is their Chardonnay. And Chardonnay originates in the Burgundy region of France, which is a long, skinny region in the east central part of the country. And so when you're drinking a white Burgundy, you're drinking Chardonnay. But there's a couple of differences that make it different from our domestic Chardonnay. And number one is a process called malolactic fermentation. And what that is that the existing acid types in the grapes is called malic acid. And that's that sort of crisp, zippy, zingy mouthfeel that you get, like sometimes out of like a Riesling or a Sauvignon Blanc. Well, they convert it into lactic acid or lactose, same acid type found in milk. And so that's why Chardonnays are often described as being buttery. Also, the French won't put their white wine in a brand new oak barrel, but we do. And so it picks up on the on the char, the inside of that barrel. And so it changes the color a little bit, gives it kind of a creamy texture, which aids that sort of buttery profile. So good recommended foods to have with something like this. I love me a good grilled lobster tail.
I was about to say fish.
Yeah. So, like a melted garlic lemon butter.
Yeah. Dip in that. I like that, Kevin. I like that. Yeah. I like what you're talking about.
That's the way to do it. And, when I'm doing a lobster tail, what I like to do is take my scissors and I'll split the tail up the middle on both the top and the bottom, and then pull the meat out, get some olive oil in there, get a good rub in there, and then close it all back together and then grill it that way. And then, man, you pull that out and dip that in a little lemon butter, and holy moly, it's the way to go.
I haven't had supper yet. You got to settle down over there. That sounds incredible. Jay Foreman, where are you at with this one? This one is an absolute yes for me. This one passes the test.
On my new scale of 1 to 7, this is a strong 6.8. for me.
Nice.
Strong 6.8.
I'll be there. I'm not a wine guy, so you got to take it with a grain of salt. But it's a 6. I'll go 6.5.
I'm not a wine guy either, but this right here hits the spot for me.
Especially if you got that lobster tail that you're talking about.
Yeah,
you can just see that, you know, when you take a sip, like something like this would be perfect. And we got a special buy on these. These are $20. It not expensive for a high level glass or bottle of white wine. And I just really, really like this winery. Everything they do is high level. And like I say, it's out of the Columbia Valley region in Washington State of all
places. You know, the one thing about this, and I know it doesn't mean anything, but for me, Harrison and Kevin, I like wine. It's not my obviously go to. We got some other things that we like to go to. But I'm just talking about the look of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm very visual.
Sure.
So it just looks appealing. And then when you have the taste with it, it's great. Goes down smooth. I like it, man.
It's a nice color. It's chilled.
It's crisp, too.
Yeah,
that's the big, I guess that would be my best description, is crisp. And I like my wines like that.
Yeah, and me too. And the other thing I like about wine, just because as I get older, beer just fills me up.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like I just ate a big bowl of soup, you know, after drinking a couple of beers. And the thing I like about wine is that it's clean and it doesn't make you all full and bloated and whatnot. And really, you know, my wife and I both love to cook. And so it's a kind of a ritual at our house, even when, you know, we're empty nesters now, but even when the kids were growing up, we always made it, whenever possible, the ritual to set the table, make a good meal, sit down together, no phones, maybe have some music going, and then, you know, have some wine with the wife and I. And to me, when you have a good glass of wine with a good meal, everything becomes greater than the sum of the parts. So just everything gets elevated.
And this wine fits a day like today.
Yes, sir.
It fits a day like today, even if you were, you know, I like to kick it in the garage or something. You know, if you're doing something in the garage, this is a bottle of wine I'd have.
Absolutely. Yeah. Get out the pulling chairs.
And get a lot of nothing done.
Only for $20 too, right? Yeah. So we set the bottles up?
Yep.
Absolutely. This bottle,
so it's Le Col 41, which is the French word for school, and out of Washington State, and it's a Chardonnay. So, and then we're going to step out of our comfort zone here yet again. And this is a pale ale from White Elm Brewing called Ripple in Still Water, named after the Grateful Dead song. And it's kind of a hazy pale, so it's unfiltered. It's going to be hoppy, probably going to have some bitterness to it, which is, you know, I know generally that's not Strickey's bag, it's not Austin's bag, but it brand new to the store, and I thought, let's step out of our comfort zone a little bit.
I like it though.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, I like it.
I'm going to take a sip and
I'm big on it. For these type of beers, Kevin, it's the second one. The first one, you know, it's kind of, I guess like my analogy is like,
when you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help, because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context. Plus, tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When I got LASIK done, the first one, you go through it, you know, you kind of don't know what to expect. Now you know what to expect. Is it good? It's still good for me.
Yeah.
Second go. But I like this.
Yeah, that's a good pale ale there.
What do you got on a 1 to 7 scale?
1 to 7? I actually like the pale. This one, I don't mind the bitterness at all. I'd give this one, this is my 6.9. This one's solid.
Yeah, right, I like this about easily 6.4. Great choices today.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Great choices.
Good day for a nice warm day.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, this is kind of a one beer Bob type of beer. You wouldn't really want to sit there and drink 4 or 5 of these.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Unless
you had to. Yeah, I mean, if you that's all that's available, then you know, necessity is the, what is it, mother of invention, right? So, White Elm is one of my absolute favorite breweries. Colby Wood, who's the owner, is a good buddy of mine. He doesn't do any half measures. Everything is either I'm going to do it 100% correctly or I'm not going to do it at all. And he's just a really good dude who makes some really good beers. So I thought I'd give him some props today too.
Yeah, what's this one running at Meinert's Cork and Bottle?
So these come in 6-packs. I want to say they're like $10.50 a 6-pack, so under $2 a beer. And it's a brand new beer from them. They've never made this one before. At least if they did, they haven't packaged it. And so it just came in today. It's fresh. Just enough hop to give it, you know, a little bit of kick, but not enough to make, you know, give you bitter beer face or anything like that. Just a little hint of, kind of juicy sweetness a little bit. And great stuff from...
You know what this is, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
On a hot day, and you know you got to be around the house or in the garage all day. This is the one where he's like, all right, I'm going to go check the mail, and you down one of these just to get started. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a go to the mailbox, take your time, talk to your neighbors, say what's up, one beer down, and then you're getting it started after that.
Yeah, I can feel that. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's one help a guy who doesn't know, not into the world of alcohol, doesn't understand all the lingo. When you say pale ale, what is that referring to? Is that just the color? Is that the way it's brewed? What is the pale ale?
So, actually, both. So, ales are warm temp fermented, and they also ferment in the top of the tank. And so, they will ferment more quickly than what a lager or a pilsner will, which are cold fermented. And those are bottom fermenting beers. Also, this has the addition of dry hops, which give it that citrusy, bitter character. And then the color is also, you know, pale, just like it sounds. Now, there's also IPA or India Pale Ale, and how that got started was the merchant ships would stop in the port in Britain and then on their way to India to trade for tapestries and goods and spices and all that kind of stuff. And the local beer would spoil. And there was one brewery that was along this merchant route that made their beer a little bit different way, and they added some additional hops to up the alcohol content. And by upping the alcohol content, it was able to stave off the bacteria, which would spoil the beer enough for the trip. And so that's this style of beer became known as an IPA because of the merchant ships traveling to India. The beer itself has nothing to do with India at all. Now, technically, there's no rules that says your beer is an IPA versus just a straight pale ale.
Mm-hmm.
You can call it what you want to, but generally pale ales are a little less hoppy and a little less alcohol than an IPA. But again, there's no hard and fast rules about one way or another.
Absolutely. Well, you heard it there first. And Kevin Meyer, if they want to pick up any of these that you got in stock right now, where can they find you at?
We're at the corner of 13th and South Street. This shop is absolutely stocked to the brim for Memorial Weekend. We've got tons and tons of new beers that just showed up today and yesterday. New wine products. Of course, your full selection of bourbons and rums and vodkas and tequilas and all that kind of stuff if you're into that. And then, of course, Lincoln's Best Wine Selection. So right on the corner of 13th and South, and a knowledgeable staff to help you out.
Absolutely. But part two, you can't forget, you got the expertise staff there to help you out, get the right beverages.
An inviting place, too. I love it in there.
Yeah, it is a nice setup in there.
Yeah, it makes you want to come in there and hang out for a while.
Yeah.
Real good setup, though.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, we're Lincoln's oldest bottle shop. We've been on that corner since 1965.
Oh, wow.
It's been in my family since 1978. I started working there as a part-time college kid in the 90s, early 90s, like 91, I want to say. And grew up not really wanting to be in the family business. And then after college, spent 5 years in corporate wireless telecom and 2 corporate buyouts and 3 name changes later, the family business didn't seem like such a bad gig. So it's been my full-time career for going on 25 years. And I still like going to work every day and helping people out and just finding out what you're after, finding out what makes you tick, finding out what your occasion is and outfitting you with the right product for the time.
So this is a Lacolle number 41, right? Chardonnay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like that right there.
Out of Columbia Valley, Washington State.
Crisp, too. Yeah, that's something that you could have a lot of people over and have that on an egg.
That's summer in a glass right
there.
Yeah,
that's good. That you can even have the toughest of dudes get on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The beer-drinking neighbors that are Bush Lights. Sure. Or whatever. You get that little bit of that in them and turn a little Hall & Oates on or something.
A little Hall & Oates. Hey, I love it. You know, I love it,
hey,
man.
Hey, listen. Yes. And some Billy Ocean.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, get that Hall & Oates. Hey, I'm trying. I'm glad. I always have, Kevin, this one. When that starts getting on a little bit, I make sure the cameras go off. They're in the garage.
I can't go for that.
That's right. Nope. That's right. Yeah.
No, can Billy Ocean.
You ever listen to Billy Ocean, Harrison?
It's been in the background. Can't say I've actually turned it on.
That's from the day.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, definitely check out Meyer's Cork and Bottle. I mean, that seems like 2 resounding yeses for me and Jay here with today's beverages he brought in.
Strick, where you at, man?
Yeah, I'm glad they took over for Austin today because this has been 2 major yeses. Check it out. I mean, they got the expertise there, as Kevin Meyer was talking about. You can even just give them what you're having for supper tonight, and they'll find you a beverage that matches that for you. With that being said, we'll go ahead and wrap it up with Kevin Meyer's Cork in Bottle Thirsty Thursday. We'll continue on with old school Jay Foreman, Harrison Arns. We'll keep it rolling here and talk to you guys on the other side.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big.